Well, looking at human behaviour now, and a major problem with humans is that if we're exposed to a very emotional and harrowing experience, then you can lay down a very powerful memory of that experience, and it can then recur and intrude into your consciousness at various times in a sort of flashback. It's almost like a movie playing in front of your eyes of the experience you had, and that's called post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's only a fairly recently recognised phenomenon, but it's very disabling for people that have it, and it's very hard to break the cycle and stop it happening. But now a group of researchers in America, they're Larry Cahill and Michael Alkier at the University of California at Irvine, reckon they might have found a way of doing that. They've been experimenting with an inhalational anaesthetic. So when you go for an operation, one of the ways in which an anaesthetist puts you to sleep is to get you to breathe some gas. And one of the gases they use is sevoflurane. But it turns out that if you give this stuff at a dose about a tenth of that needed to make someone go to sleep, it has effects on the way the brain works, but without altering your consciousness. So they took a group of volunteers, so they had some patients, and they asked them to look at a batch of 36 photographs. And of those 36 photographs, some of them were fairly benign. They were pictures of flowers or a coffee cup or something. And then there were some emotionally distressing or harrowing pictures in the mix too, so severed limbs, someone's arm chopped off or something. And they then asked the patients how many, a week later, how many of those pictures could they remember? And of the group who were just asked to do this, they remember 29% of the harrowing pictures and about 12% of the mundane ones. This is a week later. But then they got the same patients and they put them on a low dose of this sevoflurane anaesthetic, about a tenth of the amount needed to send them to sleep, and they did the experiment again. What they found that time was that they remembered only 5% of the harrowing pictures and about 10% of the benign ones. And why they think this is happening is that the sevoflurane seems to interrupt the communication between nerve cells and the part of the brain called the amygdala, which is an almond-shaped piece of brain on both sides in your temporal lobe, and that's where the brain concerns itself with processing emotion and distress. And it's connected to the part of the brain called the hippocampus, where you lay down fresh memories. And sevoflurane seems to interrupt the connections between those two brain areas. And since the distressing images were the ones that were affected, it makes sense that by breaking that connection with the anaesthetic, you can stop the emotional distressing experience being patterned on top of the memory. So where they think this might come in handy is if you've got someone who's got post-traumatic stress disorder, by making them relive the memory and then giving them a low dose of this particular agent, you could break the cycle and help them not to get post-traumatic stress disorder in future.
So by repeating it without the harrowing element, you can, in effect, they can learn to not associate this memory with the fear anymore.
They unlearn the emotional distressing part and just remember the memory, so then it breaks that cycle.
OK, well, speaking of memory, it seems that rats are actually even smarter than we thought. They can learn a set of abstract rules and then apply them to a completely new situation, which is actually something that we previously thought only we, a few other primates, and one or two species of bird were actually capable of doing.